news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Ready for round two? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced Monday that they had finally agreed on the structure and rules for Donald Trump's second impeachment trial.
The structure we have agreed to is eminently fair. It will allow for the trial to achieve its purpose, truth and accountability. That's what trials are designed to do, to arrive at the truth of a matter and render a verdict. And following the despicable attack on January the 6th, there must be truth and accountability if we are going to move forward, heal, and bring our country together once again.
One slight change, though. Late Monday night, Trump's attorney, David Schoen, the one who asked for the rules to change to accommodate his religious beliefs, said he changed his mind. He's asking that the trial continue over the weekend. Even though he can't participate, the rest of his team can certainly handle the work. So that's good, but still not good enough, because here's what we're up against. The proceedings begin Thursday afternoon at 1 Eastern. With 4 hours of debate over the constitutionality of trying a president who's no longer in office, followed by a vote on whether the Senate has jurisdiction to hold the trial, if you're thinking, we already did this, you're right. They just did it. And it's a massive waste of time. That vote requires a simple majority of the chamber, controlled by the Democrats, by the way, to move forward. And if you're thinking, didn't they already do that? Yeah, they just did it. And it's a massive waste of time. A waste of the first day of what's already going to be a rushed trial. So opening arguments will therefore come on Wednesday. 16 hours of arguments by the House impeachment managers and Trump's lawyers. Now, Trump's lawyers asked the Senate to dismiss the charge inciting the insurrection, calling it political theater. House impeachment managers countered in their briefs that were due on Monday by saying that Trump, quote, willfully incited violence insurrection against the government. There is some dissension in the Republican ranks. In Tuesday's Washington Post, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger writes an op-ed saying in part, quote, convicting Donald Trump is necessary to save America from going further down a sad, dangerous road. Kinzinger is one of 10 Republicans who crossed party lines to vote in favor of impeachment during the House proceedings. So although the likelihood of conviction is slim, which makes no sense because the trial hasn't even begun, and if these senators were doing their duty as impartial jurors, which they swore an oath to do, they wouldn't have an opinion formed already. They wouldn't have a decision on how they're going to vote. But keep in mind that impeachment is not the only way to hold the failed former president responsible for his actions. For example, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has launched an investigation into phone calls that then-President Trump made to state election officials seeking help in overturning President Biden's election victory in the state. Walter Jones, a spokesman for the Georgia Secretary of State, told ABC News that the office had received formal complaints from a law professor who argued that Trump broke the law during the conversations, triggering a, quote, fact-finding and administrative inquiry. Jones said the Secretary of State's office investigates complaints it receives. And Trump is heard in a recording made on January 2nd telling Raffensperger to, quote, find the 11,780 votes he needed to erase Biden's margin of victory and win the state. There is other work being done. On the House side, Democrats signaled Monday night that they will move ahead with a coronavirus relief package and would keep the existing income levels for Americans who received stimulus checks, a major win for progressives. Because some of the more conservative members of the Democratic caucus wanted to do means testing. But as decided Monday night, this plan would keep $1,400 stimulus checks flowing to Americans making up to $75,000 a year, rather than the $50,000 threshold that some so-called moderate Democrats and Republicans had proposed. It would, however, tighten eligibility for those making over $75,000 as an individual, a higher earning group that previously qualified for smaller checks. Couples making $150,000 would also qualify for those direct payments. Now on to the schools. School districts across the country are considering plans to restart in-person learning, including at some middle schools in New York City. But experts warn that it's extremely risky for local and state leaders to lift COVID-19 restrictions right now because of the rising threat of the variants that are circulating. In fact, the Biden administration is considering more restrictions, like a COVID-19 testing requirement for domestic air travel. Not a bad idea. Now, for those wondering when this was going to happen, there's no time like the present. Less than 3 weeks after Joe Biden was sworn in as president, the Justice Department's acting leadership will ask all but one of the top federal prosecutors appointed by Trump to step down. U.S. Attorney David Weiss of Delaware, who's overseeing the investigation of Joe Biden's son Hunter, will remain on the job until the investigation is complete. It is standard procedure for a new administration to let go all of the U.S. attorneys that were brought in by the previous administration. Just FYI. And finally, some sad news today. Mary Wilson, the longest reigning original Supreme, has died in Las Vegas. Mary Wilson, along with Diana Ross and Florence Ballard, were the first successful configuration of the Supremes. Mary Wilson was 76. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.